This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. All right, this is from Ray in Tampa. Ray writes, my wife's face always looks like she's not happy. When we're in social settings, she's very reserved, so others think she's annoyed with them. It's getting worse, and I can't get her to stop doing this. Should I start leaving her at home when I go out?
Yeah, see, this right here, folks, and I'm just going to be real honest with you, this is the beginning of divorce. This is what it looks like. Yeah.
And why do you say that?
Because I know. This is what it looks like.
It's the face first.
It starts there.
At the face. Okay.
And then everybody knows it. Then you start thinking about leaving her at home.
Okay.
Then you're sitting up there wondering why you by yourself. Then you're out there talking at the little social gathering, and one of them fine ones come up to you and say, are you okay? And you say, as a matter of fact, I'm not. And then she say, well, what's wrong? And then you tell them what's wrong without exaggerating, and they being the nurturers that they are, they try to start fixing it. And you sitting up there being the victim that you are, need healing and don't mind getting fixed. And next thing you know, you're over there with your shoes off, eating soup.
This is the beginning of an affair.
Yeah, you're over there watching TV and laughing. And next thing you know, her face ain't ever messed up. Oh, Lord.
That's leading to a divorce. Wow.
I'm just telling you.
Okay. All right. You went through the steps. I get it. Yeah. All right. Moving on to Patrina.
Divorce is a step program. It's like getting off, you quit drinking. You know, they have a 12-step program. I quit smoking and all like that. I'm opening up a new 12-step program. How not to be married no more.
Yes. It starts with the face, you say. All right. Moving on to Patrina in Denver. Patrina writes, I'm dating someone new and he's very critical of my skills in the bedroom. It's like he's teaching a class. And if I get something right, he says, good job or much better. That's zapping all of the fun out of lovemaking. Can I tell him to shut up?
Well, you can, but I just want you to know that you're dating a pimp.
Why do you say
I just
that?
Want you to know that. Yeah, that's some pimp stuff. You in training.
Good job.
Good job, baby.
Good job. Here's a treat. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Wow. Much
Go
better.
Go buy yourself a little bracelet or something. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell him to shut up, but, you know, I'm just telling you what's happening, so congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you're dating a pimp. Not a lot of people get to do that.
All right. I hope she reads between those lines. All right. Fareed in Bethesda writes, I came home early from a work trip and my wife of 6 years was frying pork chops. We have a pork-free home and she told me she hasn't eaten pork since she met me. I don't want to kiss her pig eat mouth ever again. Why does she lie?
You stupid.
Same Homer.
Yeah, you so damn stupid.
Why?
You'll never want to kiss her pig eating mouth.
Pig eating mouth.
Okay. Okay. Lose your wife over that pork chop. Okay. Okay.
But this sounds like the beginning of divorce too.
Steve. Nah, I ain't that serious, dog. I'm just gonna tell you. Just pork chop now, just one. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm just telling you. Don't throw your family out the window because she had pork chop.
She missed it. She missed pork chop.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's all. Don't do that, dog.
Yeah.
I'm never going to kiss her pork-eating mouth again. Bruh, you better get a grip on yourself.
A little extreme, you think?
Yeah, and stop this foolishness you talking.
Yeah. It's a little extreme here.
Yeah.
Because it ain't no you just going to never kiss this pork-eating mouth again. You finna lose half of everything you ever owned. You need to run that up the flagpole. You need to consider the cost of that pork chop, man. Ride this one out. A little bit of Listerine, it's all gone.
Yeah. Anyway, he was supposed to be out of town. All right. All right, last one, Steve. This is the last one. This is from Kia in Memphis. Kia says, my ex put lighter fluid on my clothes and shoes that he bought me. He took my watch and my jewelry, too, after I got caught cheating. I talked to the police about pressing charges. The officer advised me not to do that. Should he get away with it?
Hey, should he? He done got away with
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you're lucky.
Yeah.
He
just set the clothes on fire, everything he bought you. You know what, lady? Excuse me, and let me straighten you out on something.
Yeah, in Memphis.
You know, everything has consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the man buys you all this stuff. You want to cheat on him, but you don't want no consequences. Mm-hmm. So it's consequences.
You agree with the officer?
I mean, you can do it, but you go. What's her basis?
Yeah, I cheated and he stole my.
You got to get a lawyer. You got to prove it. You got to do all this here. Mm-hmm. The argument is going to be, I bought this stuff. It belonged to me.
Yeah.
I was just letting her wear it. So then since she cheated on me, I guess she didn't appreciate or want what I had no more. It's just some clothes. He didn't hurt you. So no, you ain't. This case ain't going to go nowhere.
No.
This case ain't going to go nowhere. Ever thought about not cheating on me?
Yeah, her question is, though, should he get away with it? You did what you did.
But you know what, though, Shirley? That's what I'm saying. You know, nowadays, there's really a new norm. If you look at our questions, our strawberry letters, mm-hmm. there is a new norm in this world. It's people living these alternative lifestyles and making them real normal. Mm-hmm. And the rest of us have to sit here and listen to these letters with our mouth hanging open and people talking about them like it's just everyday occurrence.
Yeah.
All I did was cheat on this man. He going to set my clothes on fire.
Right. It's like
you saw the movie.
Waiting to Exhale.
You saw that movie, Thin Line. Every time we had our clothes set on fire.
Yeah.
You can see your wardrobe with you cheating.
And your jewelry.
You take into account what you got in your closet.
Yeah, but did you? Let me ask you something. In all the movies, all them clothes got set on fire. You see anybody take anybody to court?
One time.
Because they knew they did wrong. They knew what they did to make that happen. Yeah.
I won't be ignored, Dan.
Yeah. Right? Cheating is big in some circles, maybe not yours, but yeah.
Boomerang.
But it's norm now, man.
Yeah. All right, CLO, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.